Good afternoon, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Nearly 3 months on, city and state agencies are still seeking to support folks affected by Winter Storm Fern. Earlier this month, FEMA approved more disaster relief, including individual cash assistance. That federal approval comes 72 days after the state requested it. Kristen Coulter with the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency says this assistance is just one piece of the puzzle.
This assistance is not intended to make someone whole. Disaster assistance is designed to help meet basic needs and support recovery, but it may not cover every loss. And that's why we strongly encourage anyone who still has unmet needs to reach out to Nashville VOAD, which can help connect survivors with additional community-based support and resources.
TEMA will soon open a disaster recovery center in Nashville where residents can apply for federal support. There's also support from the Metro Action Commission, which provided nearly $500,000 in housing assistance after the storm. Now, the commission plans to reopen the application portal on April 27th for residents still struggling with the ice storm's impact. Those eligible now include people making up to around $80,000 or families that make $114,000. The Trump administration wants to make it easier to treat mental illness, especially among veterans, with psychedelics. An executive order just made accessing them easier for researchers and doctors, and Tennessee is considering a bill to reduce barriers on the state level. It's waiting on a final vote in the House. A Rutherford County nonprofit that serves child abuse and child sex abuse victims involved in the justice system will move soon. The Child Advocacy Center in Murfreesboro has a new building that quadruples its office space. That's to make more room for forensic interviewers and, if all goes according to plan, clinic space for mental health services. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.